My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're here to help Stephen Vogt right now. He has an offense that isn't producing. They have been putrid since the All-Star break, offensively. And that said, the Guardians still have a 3.5-game lead. The Twins are playing pretty good baseball, but the Guardians came back to win the final two games of that series. Dano put them right back, 3.5 up. Not as big of a lead as they've had this season, but that's okay. That's what this is all about. It's a pennant race, and the Royals aren't going away. They've been terrific.
Twins losing Joe Ryan for possibly the rest of the year is a big deal.
Right.
That's a big
deal. And he just goes out, so that's a terrible thing for them.
Yeah.
If you're Stephen Vogt and your bullpen is still good, I think maybe showing some signs that, okay, man, there's a lot of use here. Your starting staff maybe coming together. Alex Cobb was okay in his first start. Maybe he was in there a bat or two long because it turned into a home run.
I was going to say again, I'm an Alex Cobb homer, so I'm the wrong one to say such things. I thought they left him in too long, especially being the first start since of the season. They probably should have yanked him before he got into that situation. But
Matthew Boyd starts Tuesday against the Cubs. I know you're not high on Matthew Boyd. I'm not high on a guy coming back from Tommy John and counting on him to be a critical member of the rotation, but by golly, he's starting on Tuesday.
Nobody should be high on Matthew Boyd. Whatever we get from Matthew Boyd, you're calling it a win.
I would agree with that.
Outside of, you know, him getting lit up, then it's a different story.
So, but, yeah. How can we help Stephen Vogt? I got a couple of thoughts. They're coming up. Anthony is in Cleveland Heights. Hello, Anthony.
How are you, Anthony?
I'm in Cleveland Heights, yes. Okay, so the one thing, without getting deep in the weeds on the advanced metrics there, there is some indication that we've had some batted ball luck recently, so that could explain some of the downturn on the offense. Now, I'm not expecting the 27 murderers row Yankees to come back, but there's some indication it's down.
Anthony, 256 BABIP tells you that you're running into some bad luck.
Exactly. Lane, you're gonna. The guy hit 28 home runs last year, 17, I think, the year before. You're going to have to keep playing him because he's got to come. I mean, you know, these other players, Freeman or Schneeman, Fry, unless it's on its split. Thomas has shown he can produce previous seasons, but you got to go with it, right? And then the other thing is Noel. I know people like him because he hits monster shots, but he has a terrible chase rate. So you put him in there consistently, and they're going to stop pitching him strikes, and he's going to start swinging. I mean, I think Vogt has used him masterfully so far, easing him into playing without turning him into a mound of jelly by playing him every day.
The only thing I wonder about, Anthony, and you tell me, since Lane Thomas has been here, we haven't seen much of Noel. And maybe you had a guy who was trending in the right direction, and now he's had 13 at-bats in the month of August, and they haven't gone well.
Well, we do have some cushion. I'm not opposed to getting him out there. It just, you know, I think the folks who are knee-deep in advanced metric stuff will tell you that chase rate is almost never correctable. You know, it reminds me of that movie Signs, where Joaquin Phoenix's character said at one point, you know, he struck out too much in the minor leagues, and he deadpanned a line and said it felt wrong not to swing. And it's almost like you can't get that out of their head, you know, when they get up to bat. Especially, I think with the Noel, it might be the breaking pitches where his slugging average is like 480 or something. You know, it flummoxes him. So,
Anthony, you're my kind of baseball fan. I just want you to let you know that now.
Yes, you are.
Good people.
The other thing I'll throw out there is, because there's a couple other whipping boys, Sandlin, you know, when you get to the playoffs, you have to have all hands on deck from the pitching staff. So Sandlin, you have to give him time to try and retain, because to have his unorthodox pitch release point in the bullpen in the playoffs would be huge. Same thing with Barlow.
And he was lights out before his injury. He hasn't been as good since the injury.
Yes, I agree. But you know, I understand giving him shots because if he can come into the bullpen and be something close to his old self, that would be huge in the playoffs.
Anthony, well done. Well done. Here's a thought for you. Let's hear from Tim and Westlake first. Tim.
What's happening, Tim?
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Well, man.
Just calling in. I called yesterday and spoke to Spencer.
Before that, do you have power, Tim?
I'm sorry?
You have power?
I'm in Rocky River, and they said 4 o'clock today.
All right.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Good luck.
We just got back yesterday.
Westlake,
so.
I'm in Rocky River, so I don't know why I said Westlake. But anyway, talked to Spencer about Lane Thomas yesterday. When he was we got him over in the trade, he was one of the hottest hitters in baseball. And looking at his splits that we've been talking about, he hit, I think, about 330 lefties, 320 righties. I wonder what his differential is since he's been here as far as lefties versus righties. I know Vogt's playing him against righties a lot, and there's nothing wrong with platooning guys, especially if they have a real strong average against, you know, one side versus the other. What are your thoughts on that?
Tim, thank you very much. Appreciate the phone call. Good luck with the power. I think this, you traded for him not to platoon him, but it's starting to look like platooning him is the way to go. If you're going to help Stephen Vogt here, not that Stephen needs our help, let me give you an option, okay? And does this do anything for anybody? John Kenzie Noel, who I mentioned was really pretty good in July and then has not played much in August, as opposed to the right-handed hitting Lane Thomas, who has big trouble with right-handed pitching, the right-handed hitting John Kenzie Noel is hitting 255 against righties and 207 against lefties. Do you possibly platoon those guys in right field against go righty-lefty? The only problem is you're going to face a lot more righties, which means John Kenzie Noel is going to play a lot more than Lane Thomas, and you just gave up three prospects to go get Lane Thomas.
If I'm Stephen Vogt, the first thing I'm doing is sitting down Lane Thomas in my office and going, I know you're pressing. I've been traded before too. You want to go to a new team. You want to be in a new situation where you help them make the playoffs. You want to be that addition. You want that legacy. You want that idea. I know. I get it. I've been traded too. But right now you are pressing way too much. You need to get back to the guy who, while not good against right-handed pitching, was drawing walks, was working counts, was making things difficult. If he can get back to that, then you can play him on both sides of the plate. Because when he was doing that, you were looking at a 394 on base against righties and a 300-ish on base against, a 394 against lefties and about 300, give or take, against righties. When he was walking, it feels like a guy who is doing everything in his power to single-handedly win games and feels like he has the weight on his shoulders. And it's like you've already made an impression. You're here because of the impression you've made.
It's hard to argue with the notion that he's pressing. I mean, the guy's hitting under 120 since he's been here.
Exactly.
And he's a better player than that.
And he's not walking, which is his best asset, is the fact that he, by hook or by crook, he's standing on first base.
Yeah.
So at least, you know, you could look at the batting average and go, oh, you know, it's not what we need to be. Well, at least he's standing on first base a third of his at-bats. So now it's not even there. Now it's all of 18% he's standing on first base, which if we all got 18%, we would have to take that test home and have it signed by our parents and then get yelled at. So that's a problem. So if it's maybe that simple of, hey, we platoon him with Jackenzie Noel, I don't think that's the answer as much as sitting that guy down and going, dude, stop pressing. Work.
Yeah, counts. But that's easy to say.
Pretend you're wearing a curly W on your uniform and get your butt out there.
That's really easy to say, though. Is a pennant race the time to do that, or do you need to make action?
I don't have any other options.
How about bringing up Kyle Manzardo? Oh, wait a minute. He's hitting 229 in August in AAA, and he hit 224 in July.
And I can't really stick him out in right field during a playoff chase, as much as, again, every lever that's been pulled seemed to have been the right one until probably the second half of the season.
Yeah, I thought, okay, could possibly Manzardo be an answer? You know, he's not playing the outfield, even though they've kind of worked with him there, but you're not going to put him in the outfield in a playoff race. You're not going to move Josh Naylor to the outfield and play Manzardo at first, so I don't think Manzardo is any kind of an answer here.
You can make an argument that Josh Naylor shouldn't even be playing first base at this point, because that's even gotten a little nasty. Him over there has been a bit of an adventure with footwear. I mean, that error on Roki over the weekend, that's an error on Josh Naylor for not picking that ball.
So is you going to make him your DH? I mean, his bat's going to be in the lineup every day for me.
You need his bat, yeah,
every
absolutely.
Day.
And you love, and the way that this team likes to operate is they love having that DH to give people days off, like Jose Ramirez with the first leg of the doubleheader.
But then who are you going to play at first base? You going to play Noel at first base? He can play first. Not
well,
terribly well.
Yeah,
but
that's the problem. And look, you don't need a Gold Glover at first base or anything like that, but the Josh Naylor experience at first base is seeming like it's hitting a little bit of the end, unless it's going to be this offseason where they go, buddy, commit yourself to this. You've got to become better. We don't need Gold Glove, but you can't be below average. You got to save your shortstop every so often by picking one. You got to save Jose Ramirez. You got to save Andrés Giménez every so often.
I just wonder what options Vogt has offensively, and I don't think there are many.
And that's the problem. I think they're out of levers to pull. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, are you really bringing a Jonathan Rodriguez? Like, I mean, that's a name that always gets thrown about.
Somewhat intriguing when he was here.
Yeah.
But I don't know that, you know, he's the answer. In fact, I don't think he is.
Right.
I thought Angel Martinez was a really interesting player when he was here. And he was a switch hitter, and you sent him down. Maybe you bring Martinez back. Maybe he's a guy that, you know, you move forward with.
He was starting to get seen a little bit. I know that played into it.
Well, Schneeman's not hitting very well since the All-Star break. I mean, Freeman's not hitting very well since the All-Star break. Not many guys are hitting very well since the All-Star break. You got to either improve from within or maybe look to Columbus. I don't know that there are answers there. Maybe the answer is, You get into Lane Thomas's head, that helps. I would personally like to see Noel's bat in the lineup in some way, shape, or form.
He's got more pop, and so that's always going to be intriguing of a guy that has more pop.
And guys with pop have swing and miss. In other organizations, it's something that's tolerated, and you deal with it. In this organization, it's never been a big group hug.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They don't seem to like it.
They don't. It's not their style.
Boy, he can change a game.
Well, yeah, that's the thing with swing and miss. It's part of the reason why we all wanted Brett Rooker, is because you looked at that guy and you were like, oh my gosh, that guy can just crank balls out of here all the time. But that's not the style of player that they like for this team.
More Guardians coming up. And again, they start a series with the Cubs tonight. We'll see. Cubs come to town hot. They've won four straight games. Browns had their first preseason game on Saturday. It didn't go well. What does that mean from a player's perspective? Jamel White played in the NFL. He played for the Browns, and he's going to join us next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.